why you have such a hyper-focused approach to your real estate acquisitions.
To
I
what we're
mean,
doing in self-storage?
yeah, exactly. I mean, for one thing, when most people think of self-storage, they think about other people's junk, but it's so much more than that. I know that you're in pro storage, and that really encompasses multiple
Okay, yeah.
different fields. So maybe you could pick it up from there and tell us, like, what are the subfields of pro storage, and where do you particularly fit in pro storage?
Yeah, we'll have to. So, and you nailed it. I wasn't sure that that's the direction you were headed, but yeah, what I have found since I've been in self-storage, we've been 6 years now we've been in, we've acquired 20 facilities. 19 of them are what I would call traditional self-storage facilities, and one of them is a little different. And I gotta tell you, George, every time I turn a corner, it's like, oh, there's a little niche over here, and there's a niche over there. You got boat and RV, you got, and there's niches we're not even into in self-storage or storage in general. But one of the facilities we did buy that was